Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
You're not on.
Yeah, we're here. We are. Good morning, Reading. Happy North State. You know, we have the legendary Ray Roberts in this morning. Carl's going to be calling in any minute. He's on his Harley ride in Utah. You should
Where?
Know. I know. Last night he called with some kind of, I wish I would have written it down, but he said, Linda, there's no alcohol.
Oh, there, man.
There were no bars.
Hey, I got stuck in Utah one time. I'm dead serious. I got stuck in Utah one time. It was the weirdest thing because I had come to California to visit my sister, and I was on the way back to Memphis, and it was in I got stuck there with a water pump had gone out on this Volvo that I had, and right there, in a small town, and it was the Friday before their homecoming type thing, which goes on for 2 or 3 days. I got there at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and found a mechanic and he said, well, we've got to get a water pump from Salt Lake City and said, if they can't put it on the truck right now, you're going to stay here till Wednesday. He said I was the luckiest person in the world. The guy ran out and put this thing on the truck and I got it and I was out of there the next day.
Well, yippee. So I think.
You're right. I took the booze with me.
I think he said that the man who owned the hotel popped out the tequila. So they were able to have a shot of tequila with the guy who owned the hotel. But they said the bars, the streets rolled up at 9 o'clock. Nobody was on the street and there was no alcohol. So I think today, I'm not sure. We're expecting to hear from him, but there was also, he had terrible cell. He's calling from a cell. So it'll be patchy.
Do they have cell phones in Utah? No, that's a bad, I should.
Oh, speaking of cell phones, I know this is kind of off the wall, but yesterday I ran into some people at Country Kitchen, and her daughter is in Africa on a cell phone.
I have a niece that's in Africa someplace, and she teaches at a Christian school. She's a young woman, and her parents are really worried about her because she goes out and she's gone to some small area in Africa now to teach English. She teaches English in this Christian school. So she's in some place in Africa where she had to go on a donkey for two days to get where she was. Has no water, no running water, has no bathroom, nothing. And she's going to be there for several weeks before she comes back and teaches school. And it is the most desolate place in the entire world.
Well, that's what these people were saying. They're the friends of Jack and Lynn Regan, and their daughter is in Kenya. And they're building schools, and they're going to be joining their daughter. She said, it's really funny because the guys come out from the bush with their spears and their whole outfit and a cell phone because they don't have landlines there. So the only way you can do this through a cell phone. I guess it's time for a break already, Ray. Yeah. I know it's going to just fly by today.
We have, and a lot of things going on. We're hoping that Carl will call very soon. maybe it was too much tequila.
No, I think it's somehow there's patchiness in the cell gods today.
It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. This, of course, is KQMS. Our telephone number is 221-1402, and we'll be back.
Welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. I'm here with the legendary, legendary
Boy,
Ray
Utah
Roberts.
Makes me feel really old.
Well, honey, don't you remember when we used to go places like Home Depot? Some of your favorite stores.
Oh, yeah.
When I first moved here and you were helping me, and we'd be walking down the aisle and they'd go, are you Ray Roberts? I know that voice.
Yeah.
Wherever we went.
They do that. I still get that sometimes. People recognize the voice more than they recognize. Thank God. You know, I've got the perfect face for radio.
Oh.
That's nice. Yeah. You ready for a phone?
Yeah, let's take the calls.
Okay. Rose, hi. You're on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Morning, Glory. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, darling.
You know that today is Poets Day, don't you? Piddle on everything, tomorrow's Saturday. You know, I hope Carl is listening because I wanted to ask him. He was a Marine, right?
Yeah.
You know why I could never be a good soldier? Because I'd have too much to do. I'd have to carry a gun that heavy, and then I'd have to run away that fast. Well, it's been fun. Got to run.
Okay. Thanks, Rose.
Well, you know, Ray, you have been a Marine. I guess once a Marine, always a Marine. That's it.
Yeah, you never.
There's no former there.
You're never a former Marine.
And it's Marines will always say, we are soldiers. We are not soldiers. We're Marines.
That's right.
And it's like a distinctive thing I have learned.
I have a nephew that tomorrow I'm going to his home. He's got 87 people invited. He just graduated high school. He's one of these people, one of these kids that's really sharp, but he got into a little bit of trouble in his last couple of years, got in the wrong crowd and, you know, a couple of drugs and whatever. But he's a military type. He went to a camp for Navy SEALs, and he's really a military type. And he knows a lot of things. He's read a lot of books about the elites in the military and various things. And so I talked to him. I got him going to the Marine Corps. He's leaving. That's what this party is about. He's going in the Marine Corps. I got a feeling that, and I know if my experience is anything as an example, they will straighten his little rear end out in about one day.
I mean, you know, it's interesting how you overhear conversations. And yesterday I was listening about a national service. And these were two women that were sitting next to me. And one woman said, I think that everybody after they get out of high school should do national service and go into the service. And the other gal who had kids said, well, you know, I agree, but I don't want my kid to carry a gun. And she said, are you kidding? Do you think everybody goes to combat in the field? National service means how about just working on the parks and the lakes and the roadways? It's putting energy and time into your country. National service.
In Israel, I think every young person has to serve 2 years, men and women. And it doesn't matter. You can be in a wheelchair, you're still going to serve 2 years in the military.
Speaking of service, there's somebody who has been an absolute pillar in our community, great loss for many of us here.
I know what you're talking about.
Mr. Dwayne Tomei.
Very good friend of mine. One of the first people that I met when I came here was Dwayne, and he was involved with totally everything. I mean, he was with Kool Aid on Nights, but he was involved with everything, and tirelessly gave of himself, and, you know, just an incredible man.
Cool April Nights, Asphalt Cowboys, and then I think it was the Italian.
He was with the Italian people.
Everything Italian.
But he's and it was all selfishly.
Yes.
I mean, you know, with no selfishness at all. It was just for the. He was one of the original people, I think, that started Cool April Nights, and you know, what can you say? Almost everybody in this area knew Dwayne.
And he was a teddy bear of type of guy that whenever you saw him, he had a big smile and a hug. And like you said,
he was quiet. He wasn't boisterous. He wasn't, he was kind of an unassuming type man. He got the job done.
A gentleman with a heart of gold. He will be greatly missed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Should we go to the phones line, too?
Valerie, hi. You're on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Well, hi there.
Hiya.
Hey, thanks for that tribute to Dwayne. He was such a sweet man.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I have to tell you, the Johnny Lang show the other night at the Cascade Theater.
I was there. Out. Yes.
Oh my gosh, what a great way to start the new JPR series at the Cascade. I'm so impressed with our community for coming out and, you know, supporting what we do. Well, I know they were there to see Johnny Lang too, but
amazing. It was a great night. I got to tell you, that guy is just when people are, you know, when you see the real deal, I mean, to the core, this guy was just hands down a guitar god.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, hey, we have some more really fun things coming up at the Cascade that I wanted to let people know about in case, you know, anyone's been gone on vacation or under a rock and doesn't know about what we've got going on at the Cascade this week and then the next couple of weeks. Our Cooking at the Cascade series continues tonight. And it's been so popular and so much fun.
Tonight is Eat, Drink, Man, Woman.
Yes. Yes, it's a great Asian film. And it's not just a movie. I mean, you know, you can go to any movie theater and watch a movie. But what we do when we put on a movie at the Cascade is we try to put on something active that you can participate in so it's not just a passive experience. And so Donnie Greenberg and Kelly Brewer have been coming on stage, and prior to the film, they have a bartender come with them, and they do a mixed drink demonstration. And then after the film, they have a chef from a local restaurant coming on stage with them, and they do a cooking demonstration. And the audience actually gets to taste the food that they the food that they're preparing up on stage.
Tonight the featured drink is a French margarita.
Yep.
Ooh.
I think Ezra, the bartender from Maritime, is going to be coming to do that demonstration. And then following the film, a Thai bistro will be doing the presentation. I'm not sure what they're going to be cooking, but I have never tasted a Thai dish that I didn't like.
Right.
You know, Thai food is awesome. But anyway, so that's what's going on this evening at the Cascade. It starts at 7, just $10.
$10, what a deal.
Yeah, well, we tried to keep it low. You know, we know everybody's trying to find a good time on a budget these days, and so we made it really low cost. A lot of people in the community and a lot of sponsors are putting in time and effort to make this happen.
And then you have another show next Friday night. Mm-hmm. What's the movie then? And we have to take a break. But
it's the last one. It's Spanglish. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be firing up a big green egg and giving one away as well, along with that night. And that's our last one.
Great.
But we've got more stuff coming up. In fact, you've got a show coming up there.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that later.
I want to
find out something about that. I'm going to have to miss that one. I'm going to be out of the country. But I was really, really excited about what was going to be going on with Linda and the Martinis with Santa.
Yes, that's going to be a great show. We've got Bruce Hornsby. We've got tons of stuff. People can find out about it online at cascadetheater.org.
Okay, Valerie, great. We'll be calling next week, and we'll talk more about the films.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
We do need to take a break. Our telephone number is 221-1402. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back. It's Free Fire Radio. Guess what? The man is on the line. Let's go to the phones.
Here he is.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I hear you're calling from a payphone.
Were you stuck back in the middle of nowhere?
We are in the birthplace of Butch Cassidy, Circleville, Utah.
The Hole in the Wall Gang.
We were here, and this is also it may be the birthplace of Butch Cassidy, but it's also the gravesite of cell phones. So I have found the only, Butch and I have found the only public payphone in probably 100 miles.
Is it one of those glass boxes on the side of the street, or do you have to go inside of a store or something?
No, it's on the side. It's under it's at an RV park. And,
well, it's probably anyway. It's probably going away as soon as you get off of it. They're taking them out. They don't leave them around anymore.
So now, where were you last night? I couldn't remember the name, the pronunciation of where you were.
Anguich, Utah.
What was
it? This is the perfect Anguich, Utah, which is a perfect place for wives to send their husbands because there are no bars, there is no booze, and the streets are rolled up at 9 o'clock. But,
what do you mean it's a perfect place for husbands and wives? Do you realize that
perfect,
the circumstances...
It's a perfect place for a husband to be away from his wife there because the thing you do is we sit out there on the front stoop and we smoke the cigar and watch the sunset.
Well, as you should.
As we should.
I cannot imagine.
The Anguich Hotel, which was built like in the 1890s, and it's it was a good time.
So are you having a good road journey?
It's a great road trip. We're heading on up north. We're going to be going down places like Hurricane and Cedarville. Yeah, there's even a Cedarville, Utah. Not as great as the Cedarville, California, but
do they have any
Cedarville, Utah.
Do they have any cedar trees there? They just named it that.
I think they just named it that. Anyway, but it's like 65 or 70, about 75 now. It's beautiful out here, and I know you're all having a great time there.
Yeah, well, we miss you. I'm glad you called in because we were worried that you didn't open the show. I was like, wait.
Well,
go ahead.
Things I had to do just to get to a payphone.
Well, thanks for checking in.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, look, you have a great show, and I'll be back Monday.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. You want to take his other call quickly?
Yeah.
All right. Dan, how are you?
Hi, Linda. Hi, Ray. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
That's good. I just called in to tell Ray I've been wanting to talk to you since last August when I got my lens implants. Everything you have said about that is true. It is the most awesome, amazing deal I've ever done.
I have. I cannot say enough about it. It's just an absolutely incredible thing. I didn't even know these kind of things existed.
I've worn glasses for nearsightedness since the fifth grade. When I got the first eye done, I quit wearing my glasses. My insurance wasn't good enough for the multifocal, so I need reading glasses now. But not to look through a windshield all the time is just, I can hold my head up in the rain now.
You know, I don't have to, I wear sunglasses all the time because what he did, he put a UV in my lenses that he replaced in my eyes.
Oh, wow.
But it's not enough that, you know, when I go outside, because everything is so bright and you can see everything so clearly, when you go out in the sun, especially in Redding, California, you have to wear sunglasses. I mean, there's just not any way around it. But my vision is totally perfect.
My glasses used to be those transition lenses that turned into sunglasses, but when I got this operation done, I tried sunglasses and decided I wanted to look at things like they really were instead of through dark lenses.
It's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful.
And the other thing is, the day before the first operation, all the nervousness and apprehension I had after the operation, the 5 to 10 minute operation was over, I thought, what a wasted effort and energy I did.
Isn't that the easiest thing you've ever done?
Oh, it's the most amazing thing. You know, and I guess I was the only one that felt that the stuff they put in your vein had no effect on me, but it really didn't. I mean, you know, it was amazing.
You cannot, it's easy. It's like, I kept going to sleep. And he kept having to wake me up.
I was able to watch the first one. I was able to watch him do it. It went white, you know, and then I could see the little tube and everything. But then I sort of lost track, and he told me I was done.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got to run, Dan. Thanks for the call.
The other thing is, Linda, how'd you and Carl like those Idaho newspapers?
How do we like what?
Those Idaho newspapers.
Love it.
All right.
We're still in the middle of it. Okay,
thank you so much, Dan.
Hey, we're going to take a call right now. The first person that calls 221-1402, we're going to give away 4 tickets for Saturday night's Kids Unlimited. So call 221-1402, and we'll see you.
We have to take a break right now for the news, and then we'll come back. So you stay with us.
Welcome back. It's Free Fire Radio. My special guest today. Well, actually, it's all about Ray Roberts, I'll tell you. I wouldn't be in radio if it hadn't been for you. You've been my mentor. Hey,
I think that's kind of a curse.
Well, no. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster, a windshield repair. You know, both Carl and I had dings that turned into cracks.
Dings?
Dings in, you know, from the rocks. And we found this guy, Jeff, who owns Crackmaster. And it's amazing because he can fix cracks up to 11 inches without replacing your windshield. Anyway, 3208 Market Street, place to go.
All right. This California budget is just an absolutely incredible thing. They wanted to set it back one day into another fiscal year so they could blame it on next year. You know, it's like, you talk about gimmicks, it's all over the place. It's crazy. And if one thing in all of these bills that breaks, it could start a logjam in the opposite direction, they're going to get anything.
Well, and what's happening with Obama and our medical plans?
That's gone.
Yep.
That's gone for right now. You know what? There's a deal here. You have the Blue Dog Democrats basically stopped it. They've been blaming this on the Republicans, but it's the Blue Dog Democrats that stopped it. They're the moderate and conservative Democrats that are in there. And quite frankly, the House is still, you know, Nancy is still trying to get that passed, but there's a real problem with this because if they go into the August break and they're going to go home and talk to all these people, what they do, these people are going to give them a whole mouthful is what they're going to do. I mean, earful, a mouthful, a whole headful of them. Because a lot of people are really disgusted with the way this is going with everything, with the government taking over the automobile companies and the budget, this supposed economic development thing hasn't worked, and they haven't spent any of the money, and they want more stimulus plan, and everything just seems to be up in the air. These guys have to run for re-election. The whole House has to run for re-election in 2010, and there's like 47 or 48 of those guys in the House that are Democrats that are in very conservative areas of the United States.
And they're shaking in their boots.
They know they're going to lose their jobs. They know that what is going to happen is the same thing that happened during the Clinton administration when nobody voted Democrat. Not a single Democrat won. Not a governor's race, not a House race, not a Senate race. None of it. Every one of them was Republican. And that's what's going to happen this time. They're looking for a replay of that.
Well, people are fed up. And you know how you can make a difference? Vote with your feet. Show up and vote.
People, you have to vote. You always have to vote.
A lot of people don't, though. I mean, how many Republicans did not turn up for this last election?
Well, that's true, but I'm saying that, you know, you really have to. You need to vote. You need to vote. You know. But a lot of people are going to vote for anybody but the people that are in office. And that's the problem.
How about this situation in New Jersey?
Holy moly. That was going on for years and years and years, and they've been investigating this because they knew whenever they started it, they were going to have to bring down. Now it's more than 40 people, among them rabbis, elected office holders, arrested in an investigation. They locked up when you start locking up rabbis and lawmakers and mayors and
commissioners.
They had 44 arrests on Thursday. Even for New Jersey, that's a lot.
So this is like extortion. This is selling body parts. I mean, the list goes on. It's not just one thing.
Well, not only there's been a system of corruption going on in New Jersey. Evidently, more than 130 public officials have pleaded guilty or have been convicted of corruption since 2001. So we're talking about the last 8 years. 130 of them have been convicted. So you've got a, you know, is it? I looked at it and I thought, are we sure this is not Chicago?
Well, that's Tony Soprano land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, across the river. Across the river, yep. Going to New Jersey, man. That's where all the criminal types used to move. They moved out of the city, then moved over to New Jersey.
Well, don't you think there's always going to be backroom deals that are going to be made?
Sure.
I mean, till the end of time, that's just the way things are. But, I mean, there's a way of doing things and negotiating and coming to terms the right way. And then there's ways of doing things that are just like body parts.
I've known hundreds and hundreds of politicians, and some of them are decent people, and it seems something happens to them when they get elected, and they get into this situation where they're treated like gods. They're treated like, you know, kings and princes of whatever, and they're given virtually everything, and they get greedier and greedier. And it's a terrible thing that happens to them. I can't imagine. I don't know what you can do about it, because it does. It corrupts. It corrupts the people who take out those jobs, and they're offered these opportunities. People are always coming along trying to give them something and get something in return.
Do you think 22 years is a long time for somebody to hold an office?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think that, if you can make term limits on the President of the United States, why can't you make term limits on House members and Senate members? You know. Their job is not... They said it's like California. If you do that, then all of a sudden, you know, the whole world's being run by a bunch of bureaucrats. Mm-hmm. But I'm not really sure it's not run by bureaucrats now. They're talking about this new medical bill that they want to push through. Nobody has read it. What is it, 1,100 pages? And now they're trying to say, you shouldn't vote on this until after you've read it. Even President Obama has not read it. You know, so we have a bunch of people signing their names to the stimulus program. Nobody read the damn thing. I mean, they just wanted to say, yeah, let's do this.
But that should be illegal, don't you think? I mean, seriously, if you are signing a piece of paper or a, like you say, a bill that is changing the lives of the economy and Americans, and you don't know what's in it.
You know what they do? They go to their office staff, who reads a lot of it and gives them the opinion on what's happening. They go to a lot of lobbyists. Some lobbyists are good. Some are self-serving. A lot of them are self-serving, certainly. That's what they do. But when you go to that and you get all this input and you're making a decision without actually having read what it is, and I'm not sure that even though most of these guys are lawyers, I'm not sure that you could read it and still understand it, because it's got almost a doublespeak in there. It's got a lot of legalese, and if you leave out one comma someplace, you know, it changes everything. So it's just a really, really ridiculous situation when you're spending that much money and affecting that many people's lives, everybody in the United States, and you're doing it. Even the budget office said we'll be bankrupt in 10 years. That's... The budget office of the president said we'll be bankrupt in 10 years if these things continue. Now, that, to me, is scary.
Well, it feels like a slippery slope, and so what do you try to do? You wake up every day. I don't know about you. I mean, I think that, like we talked about this yesterday with Nancy on the air, is that, you know, women and men, we kind of are like, you know,
I'm
two
spending
different...
mine. I'm spending
You're
mine.
You're going on some big trips.
I'm going to the Baltics the first of the month. I'm going to hit about 8 countries. I fly to Copenhagen. And then I get on a ship and go around all these different countries.
We'll have to have you on afterwards, because you'll be you'll be talking with so many people from around the world, and it's interesting to hear their perspective.
Well, I went to China, you know, last November, and I'm going to the Baltics in August and the Mediterranean in November, and so I'm going to hit a bunch of other countries. So, I'm doing a lot of traveling, and it's interesting to talk to people from other countries and find out what they think of some of the news that's coming out of the United States.
Oh.
It's really interesting.
It's kind of it's icky.
I want to talk about, once we come out of the break, I want to talk about this thing that you have coming up.
All right, well, let's take a break, and then we'll take some calls and good stuff like that. Ray Roberts, this is Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back. This is Linda Bott, and Ray Roberts is over here. I'm so excited to have him with me today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know, it's the weekend. If you're going to go visit friends, you want to bring up some coffee, great wine selection, great walk-in humidor there on 2143 Hilltop Drive. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah, let's do. Okay. Jack, hi, on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Well, good morning, Linda. Good morning, Ray.
Hey!
Trey Carl's not around this morning, but I know where he is because I've stayed in that RV park at Cedarville.
Really?
And I've talked on that telephone down by the Red Barn in the RV park in Cedarville.
Okay. Yeah, but Jack, you've been everywhere.
I try to.
You have.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's on your way to the motorcycle bunch.
Yeah, but did you take adult entertainment with you on the way? Adult beverages and stuff on your own?
Yes.
Well, Utah's not really a dry state, is it? There's places you can get alcohol.
No, it's not. I don't think it's dry.
But that town he was in was, except for I said the owner.
I'll tell you, you know, the county that Jack Daniels is made in is dry.
Right. Well, you know, another thing now, I was listening to the radio last time I was in Cedarville. And they had a deal on the program there about Cedarville. I don't think there's a cedar tree in Cedarville. they thought they were cedar trees, but they were fir trees.
Oh.
Oh, man. They didn't want to name it Firville?
Yeah, no. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah. Anyway, no, it's a beautiful little park there. It's got a nice little river runs right down through it in that little valley, and you don't have cell phone service.
Yeah, well, I know. So thank you, Jack, for backing up Carl. I know that he's an honest guy. I knew that he had to.
Well, sure he is. He smokes cigars, right?
Yeah. Oh, thanks for calling, making our day.
Oh, by the way, did you have some tickets hanging out there someplace?
They are gone. It was for Kids Unlimited this weekend.
Okay.
But they're gone. Maybe
Alrighty.
I can scrounge something else up.
Don't have to worry about that.
All right.
I just enjoyed your program this morning. Sorry Carl's not there, but I'm happy that he's where he is.
Okay.
And
hey, thanks,
what
Jack.
Better person to be in his seat than Ray Roberts?
Hey, take care, buddy.
And
I cut him off. Was he going to add something to that?
Oh, I'm not sure, but we have somebody else on the line. Should we take another call?
Yeah. Okay, Richard, hi, you're on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Howdy.
Hi.
I want to disagree with you about not reading these things. They got a huge staff paid for by us taxpayers. They can read anything in a few hours. They're just dragging their feet on these bills when they say they can't read them.
No, I said that I said the legislators themselves don't read them. They do have a staff that reads them.
They're supposed to read them and get out the important parts and cover them, and then they can do it. The Republicans have been dragging their feet for 60 years, and along the way they tried to kill Social Security and later Medicare. Not one Republican voted for either one. What do we expect?
Are you obviously a dad in the wool? Are you a Yellow Dog Democrat?
Huh?
Are you a Yellow Dog Democrat?
No, I'm purple. Burning.
Burning purple.
Are you
a flaming Republican?
They everything that's going on now financially is because of Republicans.
Really?
Because of the Bush administration and the Wall Street and.
Wait a minute.
And it's also.
Like, you want some differing opinion, or you just want to make a statement about it?
It's also capitalists that have done this. It's not big government.
What is
it's big
the
business.
What is the alternative to capitalism? What is the alternative to capitalism?
Just doing a thing right, and not blaming one side or the other.
Wait a minute, that's not capitalism.
If you need to take care, you need to take
that's
care
not,
of people.
That,
you need to take care of big business, or you take care of.
What's wrong with taking care of yourself?
That's what I'm talking about. Taking care of yourself is taking care of people. Big government is us 3 million plus people.
They like
to call it big government so they can get people to.
Big government is
hate it.
Big government is socialism.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
Big business is because you're paying for the military is socialism. Everything out there is socialism.
Really?
Whole ball of wax. Right. It's people. American taxpayer paying. For something that is socialism.
Well, there's no arguing with a closed mind. There's no way in the world you can convince somebody of something that they are not going to be convinced of. So, you have the right to your opinion.
The conservative radio talk shows and made sure they brainwashed all the plain folks.
Oh, really? You know, ABC, NBC, and CBS brainwashed the public for a lot of years, buddy. And they didn't put anything on that was...
There are problems with everything. I'm not saying you're right about that, but
Do you not think you were brainwashed by those three major networks for all those years?
No, I don't just listen to them. I read newspapers. I listen to radio.
Okay, wait a minute.
Read
minute.
Books.
Let's
I don't
take it.
Sit
let's
around
take it.
Just read.
Well, let's take it a little further. Then, do you think that AP and UPI and the other things have been totally unbiased?
No, it's just an opinion coming from somebody who witnessed.
That's right.
Something.
But where do you get your news? You get it from AP, UPI, and the three major networks, and some of the you choose to watch something or to read something that agrees with your thoughts. And
that's human nature.
But my point is,
look around and say, well, is this right? Is there something else that you can?
Do you ever watch or listen to anything that is against what you believe?
Yes, I listen to Limbaugh and Hannity, and it's nothing but one big lie after another.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, it's just anything about the healthcare system, about the.
Well, nobody knows what's in that. Obama doesn't know what's in that. So, tell me what it is that they say that you say is a big lie.
I was just saying that it'll destroy the country.
Give me a specific.
Is anti-American.
Give me a specific. Just give me any specific thing that they said that they've done on this show that's a lie.
Government financed all this stuff where they say that government's going to take it over. That is a lie.
Oh, is it? How much does the government own of General Motors right now?
It doesn't matter. The insurance company takes 34 cents off every health care.
You just totally ignored it. How much does the government own of General Motors now?
The government doesn't. That's another lie.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, if it is, Obama told it. They own about...
This had to be done because of Bush and the Republicans, and you Republicans.
Okay.
Everything has to be done because you guys messed this country up.
Okay. I'm going to break in right now because we've got to take a break, and that's what we love about Open Line Friday. It is hot. It is Open Line, and we're going to take your call, Bruce, when we get back. This is, of course, Ray Roberts and Linda Bott here. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Boy, we up against it. We'll try to get as many calls as we can. I want to mention that Linda Reagan Bott has a Martinis and Santa thing, and I wanted to kind of push this because I know that Linda doesn't like to kind of blow her own horn, but I wanted to mention it's going to be coming up on the 15th of August at the Cascade Theater. It's going to be a great show. I wish I could be there. I'm not going to be back until the 16th, so I'm going to miss the show. But you're going to have a lot of people there. You got another gold digger coming in or something? but it's going to be a great. And you're going to, wait a minute, it was a thing I wanted to mention in this, is you're going to cut a CD that's going to be distributed to the troops.
To the troops overseas. It's going to be, it started off that it was going to be a CD, Christmas CD, and we're identifying the troops that are serving right now from the North State that will be serving through Christmas time. Now we're going to be putting together a care package. The CD will go in the care package, but we'll have other goodies in there as well, and they'll be identified, so it won't be to like any Marine, any soldier. This is the first time the Cascade's done a veteran discount. So if you call to get your tickets, I think they're $15. That's the least amount. And then $32 for Loge, and then I think $18 and $22 or something like that. They get a 10% discount being the veterans. And we have a lot of guest artists in this show. It's a full-on like Vegas production, people. So I just would love for you to be there. We want a full house because we're going to be doing a lot of audience stuff too, and it just feels good to have a full house of people know y'all came out to support our brothers and sisters that are over there.
The 15th of August, 7:30, and make those plans now. It's a Cascade Theater. It's going to be a great show.
We have a lot of calls right now, and we just have seconds left.
Okay. Bruce, hi, you on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Well, good morning, Lyndon Ray.
Hi.
Good morning.
Just a little quick comment on your last caller. It was a little bit biased there.
Ooh.
I'm sure he would like to have the healthcare system patterned after either the postal system or Amtrak. Either one of those would be a real shining example. But back another issue on City of Reading, when they're losing all this money from the entitlements they passed that way back when, and they can't plug that gap, and they're going to appoint a commission to look into areas of privatizing some of the facilities down there. Who's going to do that? I mean, what are they going to do to appoint these committee members?
You mean how are they going to find the people to be on the committees?
Absolutely.
I don't know. Bruce, we are up against the clock.
Let's find out about that. You know what? We'll find out about that and see if we can come up with that information
for
you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Take care. All right. Let's see who's been wagging the longest time.
Wagging your tail, waiting.
Jim, hi. You're on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
All right. Good morning.
Morning.
Have you gotten any feedback about the digital broadcast television from any of your listeners or anybody else in general?
I haven't heard anything. How about you, Kelly?
Nope.
Because Kelly's right here smacking the news.
Then you people have cable then, right?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's
but no, I don't have Charter.
There.
I don't have cable.
More time.
I have Dish. I don't have cable.
I have Charter.
Yeah. Digital television, you spend more time adjusting your antenna than you do watching television.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Yeah. And the picture's no better than analog.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, I'll reach for popcorn by my stand by my chair,
yep.
And the picture will go out.
Oh, it's like
and
the old
so
radios.
I'll put the bowl in my lap, and the picture will come on, but every time I grab up and put popcorn in my hand going up will knock the picture out.
Jim, we appreciate the call. It's been in the paper, though, as a matter of fact. We got one last call. Jay, you're on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We only have about a half minute.
Ray, it's nice to hear you again. I missed your early morning show. I really loved that.
Thank you, sir.
And, it amazes me how people ignore the facts and just call names when they have them thrown in their face in regards to that earlier caller. So good job, Ray.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
And, Ray, well, you're really on fire today.
Oh, ha!
Right in your face. Well, should we end the show with the famous saying, it's the good guys against the bad guys?
Yeah. It's the good guys against the bad guys.
Which
one
are
you?
Yeah.
I'm in the middle. Anyway, thanks for inviting me, Linda. Take care.
It's been great. You guys have a great weekend.
Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.